StoreYourHealthNow.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, the dictionary definition of the word gobsmacked, which is British colloquial, is utterly astonished, astounded. And the origin from the 1980s, believe it or not, is with reference to being shocked by a blow to the mouth or to clapping a hand to one's mouth in astonishment. So is that how we should react to the interview last week with Aaron Kaplan?
I always thought gobsmack was like a giant, you know, loogie to the face, but maybe not. The sound that a loogie makes when it hits your face. Or gob.
Well, my gob has been smacked after that, I'll tell you. I mean,
yeah, that was, some people are calling it the best show ever. Some people are calling it by far the worst show. I'm not sure. It probably falls somewhere in between.
Sounds like Charles Dickens. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. But, you know, yeah, we've had some really bad shows over the years, and some were so bad they were almost good. Like, you know, the Ed Wood movies, you know, Plan 9 from Outer Space, things like that. And this was so bad because I think we knew we were entering a train wreck before we started. But I was so curious about this guy. I mean, it's not just because he went to the same high school. It's not just because his last name is the same as my wife's maiden name. It was because he has an education as an aerospace engineer. He seems to have solid work experience. So I hesitate to fly in any planes he designed, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, you gotta at least give him that he's creative. I mean, it's a pretty creative theory. I haven't had a chance, unfortunately, to peruse the PDF that he posted at the Paracast forums, but based on some of the responses on the forum to that self-published book, it sounds like he's taken everything in the kitchen and thrown it in the sink and is stirring it up real good and coming up with a pretty wild theory.
Gotta be one of the wackier theories, but I have a feeling in the UFO field, if you want to search for wacky theories, you'll find plenty. He just happens to get it all in one place. But it's so interesting. The previous week, we had Jerome Clark on the show. How many messages were posted in our forums about that appearance? And it was one of our better shows. Exactly zero?
Zero.
Right.
Not
but,
one.
Right. But then we get somebody who's as wacky as anyone we've had on the show in quite a while. And guess what? The message boards are filled with comments. Of course, everybody's saying the same thing. Isn't he wacky? I think people like to see train wrecks.
Yeah, it's like rubbernecking on the freeway going past an accident.
So interesting. You have an accident. It's off the road. It's not affecting traffic physically because it's off the road. The police, fire crews are off the road. But people stop. They slow down. They have to see it. So much about society and interpreting what goes on. Hey, got an interesting news item. I think we've had enough of Aaron Kaplan for a while. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you do want to see the book, I don't know if he's gobsmacked after I persuaded him to do this, but I wrote him and said, you know what, you want to get the message out. If you don't care about the money you're making from the book, and I assume he can't have sold too many, to be frank, why don't you let us post a PDF, electronic version of the book, in our forums? And he agreed.
Much to his credit. That was very magnanimous of him. I must say, as soon as we were done taping the show, much to our surprise, we got a very nice email from him saying, boy, you guys are really tough, but thanks so much for, like, really making me explain myself. And I guess that's a sign of a good radio host is you tear them limb from limb, and then they come back and thank you.
Well, I know in the past people have wanted to do things to us, but thanking was not one of them.
Hey, I got a thank you from my arch-skeptic buddy on the forums, Lance Moody. He said, great show, really enjoyed it, good job. I was like, wow, I guess waking up in a bad mood, not having any water. What else was going on that day? I remember saying to you, this is a perfect show for me today because I'm pretty thin-skinned. But
you were really feeling ornery, but you kept it in check. You were a gentleman.
I tried.
Interesting news item. The first spaceport, the first commercial spaceship terminal, was inaugurated this week in the uninhabited desert town of Upham in New Mexico. Are you familiar with that place?
Actually been there. I've been in that region, but I've never actually been there. Now, you're speaking of the Virgin spaceport, the
right.
Branson?
Yes. So this is from British billionaire Richard Branson. He's owner of a pay-for-space flight company called Virgin Galactic, okay? And the way it works is, supposedly, in 12 months or so, they'll be ready for space flights. You want to get on there? Like White Knight 2 and Spaceship 2 suborbital flights? It's just $200,000. Does anyone want to volunteer to send Chris up there? I'm not going. But Chris, you know, likes to investigate and explore. Would anyone send Chris $200,000? I think not, but it's an interesting request. Seriously, someone sent you a check for $200,000 and said, Chris, it's not for paying bills or fixing the plumbing or whatever. We're buying a new fancy car. It is for one purpose and one purpose alone. That's to send you into outer space. Would you do it?
Without a moment's hesitation.
Well, what we can do is maybe hook you up with Skype on the trip, and we could do a live back and forth. So there you go. Are you ready for that?
That would be so cool.
You really want to go? You have to go through training, though, to go into outer space. You know that, right?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you have to be physically trained. You know, you have to make sure that there are no serious physical problems. It's not like, you know, in Star Trek, they just beam you up. You know, they simply dissect all your atoms and stuff, and they reselect it and reassemble them on the spaceship. This, you know, you got to go up there physically. So before you do that, you have to be in pretty good physical condition. And I think I keep myself in reasonable physical condition, but I'm not going. You know, I mean, if it's beaming up, I'll go for it, you know, but not this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe I could pass the physical. I don't know. I spend too much time in front of these darn computer monitors. I got to get out and run.
Right. Well, when you go out there and you do your field investigation, don't you get a lot of exercise from that?
Yeah, and I regret it for the next couple of days after that, too.
But you have to do it regularly. You can't be the weekend warrior.
I know.
You know, we have to.
Well,
we ought to have somebody who helps develop an exercise program for people who are stuck in front of their computers.
Right.
You know, you sit in your computer and you maybe make a few movements and suddenly, you know, you're feeling the burn.
Well, I have some news. I had a very interesting trip up to the vaulted Skinwalker Ranch with the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory crew.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. I'm not allowed to give any details about what happened up there, but boy, I'll tell you, they got more than they bargained for, which I think is going to make for some pretty dramatic television. I must say, the trip went really well, and upon arriving back here in Arizona, I got a call from our good friend and friend of the show, Ron Reger, who, in the space of the 2 days that I was up there, he got some very interesting reports of what was described to him and in another report to his daughter, who mans the information booth there in Moab, Utah, about campers in a remote area of Canyonland called the Maze seeing a dinosaur, a small 3-foot bipedal dinosaur that ran by. And
maybe
he
arrived there to see the latest episode of Terra Nova, the new TV show.
Well, go figure. Normally you would kind of take a single report like that with a grain of salt, but two in the space of 2 days. And then doing a little bit of research, much to my surprise, these are not isolated events. All the way back into the late 90s, people in the northern Lake Powell area, up into Canyonlands, there's been a number of sightings of what are described as like a miniature Camposaurus, or kind of like an Allosaurus, but a miniature version of it.
You know, we'll get into more dinosaur lore. Jurassic Park in our own backyard. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Fate Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
I think I'm gobsmacked to hear about baby dinosaurs. Are these dangerous dinosaurs, or are they plant eaters, or what?
From the description, it sounds like these are small carnivores, and they're seen pretty much exclusively near water sources. So that would, you know, if there was a crypto creature like that lurking about the remote regions of southern Utah, and boy, I'll tell you, that's another planet. If any of our listeners have ever been out in the southern Utah area, it's about as desolate and remote as any place in North America. And that would be a place where something like that could possibly survive. But I would hesitate to mention these alleged sightings to a paleontologist. I'd be laughed out of the museum or out of the fossil restoration lab. This is quite interesting. In fact, I'm actually thinking of using this as an excuse to go to the area here in the next couple of weeks and mount a little expedition to see if we can possibly film something like this. Boy, wouldn't that be a coup?
I'll tell you what, Steven Spielberg might be interested. He's big on dinosaurs.
You're not buying this one, are you, Gene?
You know what? I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. That's not fair. You know, there's also a report now about Bigfoot in Siberia, supposedly confirmed. What's that about? What have you heard?
Well, there was an expedition mounted, and they had a couple of weeks ago, a conference of Russian cryptozoologists and other invitees, and evidently there's some pretty compelling evidence that at least one form of the Yeti, or Wild Man, I think they call it there in Siberia, is a real flesh-and-blood creature, and interesting photograph of tracks in the snow was posted, and I haven't dug too deeply into the story, but, you know, like all of these expeditions, you know, they need to come back and show us something in order to justify the expense and the effort and energy it takes to mount these expeditions to remote areas. But I think it's just moving the ball forward down the field here in terms of establishing once and for all the reality of these creatures. Of course, we had members of the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Society on a few shows back, and they're very convinced that there's a creature running around southwestern Pennsylvania. And, of course, we have the Mogollon Monster here in our neck of the woods here, Gene. And it doesn't matter where you go, there's some sort of reports or a tradition of these large, hairy, you know, hominid types lurking about, peeking in windows, people having sex or bugging young couples in lovers' lanes, as in the DuPont Monster in Illinois.
You wonder about why their obsession with human sexual practices. You'd think, since they're humanoid in a sense themselves, that they do it the same way.
Well, maybe they're taking notes. Maybe maybe it's like some kind of weird sex education course for them. Maybe they're fascinated with various... Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
No, we're not going to go into the sexual practices of cryptoids. But we're going to have more shows on that. You know, it's not going to be just UFOs. In the next few weeks, we've got some interesting things in the wind. I heard from a very prominent cryptozoologist just the other day. He wants to get back on the show, and we're trying to work that out. So it's going to happen.
But it'd be great to see him again.
Yeah, but you've got a bunch of things happening in your life. You seem to be working on so many projects. You're going to become rich and famous.
I don't know about that. That's not why I do what I do, Gene, obviously.
If it was, you'd be a huge failure, and I'd be a bigger failure. You know, I gave up being rich and famous a long time ago. You know, I guess we could say that the Paracast has delivered a certain amount of fame, in a manner of speaking. But riches, no. People seem to think that people who get involved, who publish books, go on the radio, suddenly they're running around with millions of dollars. And it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, introduce me. I'll take their workshop.
Right. You know, where some people, you know, they go into a garage, they come up with some kind of invention, and some venture capitalist comes over and says, okay, here's a couple of $1 million. You never know what's going to happen with that. But, you know, today we're going to go back into an area of the UFO field we don't cover a lot, which is what's happening over in South America. And it seems in South America some of the most incredible UFO cases occur. Like in Brazil, for example. In Brazil, they have actually released cases, the government. And Brazil is a very highly advanced country, you know, and they at least are forthcoming about it. We don't see that kind of release so much in this country at all. So the guest we've got is A.J. Gavard, and I always pronounce his name wrong because my Portuguese is lousy. But A.J. is a really nice guy. And you know what we're going to ask him, though, before we start? He's going to join us in the next segment. Is he was supposed to meet up with actress Shirley MacLaine, who's big into psychic and UFO stuff, and that never took place.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. Shirley's kind of squirrely.
Ever encounter her in your travels?
Not personally, but she owned 180 acres in the Boca Grande, portion of the Crestone area where I lived for 13 years, and she would kind of sneak in, sneak out, and I think the last straw for her and Crestone was she was hiking with the publisher of the Crestone Eagle, our little newspaper there, and her husband. As they were walking up the trail, Michael happened to see the conditions building for a perfect rainbow, and so he stopped to start sniffing the air as they're hiking up a mountain trail, and Shirley kind of stops and is kind of sniffing around, and he goes, "Can't you smell it?" She goes, "What?" He goes, "A rainbow." And right as he said that, this beautiful rainbow burst out in front of him, and she was gobsmacked. And about 5 or 10 minutes later, I guess she had lagged behind just in amazement, and she caught up with Michael and Kizen, and they were both cracking up, and she realized that she'd been had, and boy, she was not happy. And I think that was the last time she was in Crestone.
But she owns the property.
She sold it a few years ago.
Oh, okay. Hopefully before the real estate bubble burst.
Yeah. She's down in Abiquiu now, I think, is her kind of New Mexico, Southern Colorado, New Mexico area haunt.
Do you think people like that help the UFO field or basically work against it because you look at this, oh, it's just a wacky actress. What does she know?
Well, maybe ask Dennis Kucinich.
Right. That killed his presidential campaign because that's his godmother or something. And he was talking about UFOs during a presidential debate. This was 2008, and that was it. Then it was all Obama and Hillary.
Well, yeah, that it does have a bit of a stigma attached to it when you get up into the realms of the rich and famous and big and powerful. I think Shirley brought a lot of interesting attention to this subject, but for many of the wrong reasons. I think her kind of new age, out on a limb bent was a little bit naive, and I think there was a serious lack of some critical thinking involved in some of the events that she described. And it's unfortunate that occasionally we do have high-profile people that get involved in the field in a peripheral way, and they attract a bunch of people that are not up to speed, that buy into, the coast-to-coast paradigm, believe everything, question nothing, essentially.
Well, because the person who's a great performer doesn't mean they can do anything else or have the capability of logical thought, although some are brilliant. But we'll have A.J. Gavert. We'll ask him about Shirley MacLaine and lots more important stuff coming up next on
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, folks, in today's fast-paced work environment, getting everyone in the same room for a meeting can be challenging, especially when they work in different locations. And that's why I use GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It is amazing. You can collaborate online by sharing your presentation. While seeing colleagues face-to-face in high definition, they can hide their blemishes. Video quality is so clear and natural, it's like being in the same room. And all you need is an internet connection with a webcam. It's that easy. So here's what I can do. For example, on the Paracast, which I host with my friend Chris O'Brien, we live in different locations. We need to share something, a document or something like that. All I have to do is call him up with GoToMeeting, and I say, "Chris, take a look at this," and he said he's ready to go. You can try GoToMeeting with HD Faces free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, enter the promo code PODCAST, use the promo code PODCAST.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
A.J. Gavert speaks to us from Brazil. He's a longtime UFO researcher with loads of information to present with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. But first, you were supposed to, and we were kind of ragging on this in the previous segment, you were supposed to meet up with Shirley MacLaine, but that didn't quite take place. What happened?
Well, we are scheduled to talk last week, and the last time she had to go back to the United States. It's funny because Britt Elders, one of her associates, called me or wrote me some 2 months ago before that, asking me to come to São Paulo to meet her. She was about to be here to a conference of longevity. And I was thrilled with the opportunity to meet Shirley. I'm a great fan. And I know she has a great point on UFOs. She's a big defender of disclosure cause and a few others. And I prepared myself to go. And when they finally arrived in Brazil, it was like in 2 or 3 days I was supposed to meet them in São Paulo, which I prepared to do. I bought my ticket, and at the last minute I was going to the airport. We're going to have a chat at that day's afternoon, and I got this email from Britt saying that she had an appointment in the United States and had to go back immediately. They were leaving just in that same afternoon that we were supposed to meet in São Paulo. So I guess that the thing that Shirley had in the United States was urgent, I don't know. But anyway, she promised to see me next November. I will be in the LA area from November 9 to the 17th, and I'm going to meet her, as well as I'm going to meet another few other UFO researchers like Roger Lear, of course. And we're going to make some interviews and talk to people. And I want to have this interview from Shirley when I'm there.
AJ, first of all, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you back on. Was there any indication when the original meeting was set up what she was interested in talking to you about? Do you have a sense of why she contacted you and what was on the agenda for her?
Sure. She's been to Brazil a couple of times, and she's been to South America many times because she's a great fan of the continent. And she had great experiences in Peru, in the Amazon in Peru. And she's very interested in UFOs with all her paranormal stuff, sensitive stuff. And she was interested in knowing more about what was going on in the Brazilian UFO scenario. I was prepared to give her a full briefing of UFOs in the Amazon, which is my main area of dedication, of investigation, and also about a few other cases that we have in my country.
Well, good luck when that meeting finally does take place. I've been a big fan of hers, as her actress movie work, since I was a kid. And as I explained on the previous segment before we had you on, she had 180 acres of property where I lived in Colorado. She never developed it, but I was hoping to get a chance at some point to meet with her as well. So good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think, AJ, it would be important to bring us up to date here, because the last time we had you on the show, and that goes back, believe it or not, 2 years ago, October 25th, 2009, and this show will be broadcast on the 23rd of October this year. So it's just about 2 years ago. And we were talking then about the disclosure of more UFO documents in Brazil, but more activity has happened since then, right, AJ?
Yes, a lot of activity has happened since 2009, when we last spoke, in October 2009. Yes, we had what the government says is a full disclosure. We, the UFO researchers, of course, we don't believe that disclosure was complete, but the government says that it has accomplished our requests and have released all the UFO files they have. And it means something between 5,000 and 6,000 pages of UFO documents. When we last spoke 2 years ago, I believe we had less than half of that. And since then, we had a lot of cases being released. Now, as I spoke at that time, because the process was already going on in that format, the government was releasing its papers, its UFO documents, reports, and everything, all official, by decades. So we have, in 2007, the decades of the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s. Then we have the 70s, then the 80s. I believe that the 80s came out in 2009. And in 2010, just last year, a little more than 1 year ago, in August last year, we had the years for the decade of 90 plus. Something extraordinary happened on August 10th last year, when the commander of the Brazilian Air Force, which is a brigadier called Junichi Saito, he's a Japanese guy living in Brazil, born in Brazil, of course, and he just released a document which is a resolution determining that from that time on, that moment on, since August 10th, all information regarding UFOs in Brazil, especially reports of UFO sightings made by pilots, by air traffic controllers, aviation personnel, that sort of people, should immediately be sent to the National Archives for people to see, people to scrutiny. And this was published in the official proceedings of the Brazilian government. So it is completely official since November, August 10th, last year, it has been considered officially regulation that all UFO reports coming from anybody going to the Brazilian Air Force is to be sent to the National Archives. And we have some problems about that because, of course, we welcome that resolution, but there was some points of it that wasn't very clear. Anyway, we can discuss about it during this program.
Okay, I think the one thing I'd like to ask you first is I know when we get Freedom of Information requests here in the USA, even if you get the documents, they're going to have large portions of them redacted, blackened out. You can't see them. And sometimes you get documents, loads of documents, and maybe one or two phrases per document is visible. So in this connection, do you get most of what's in those documents when they release them?
You can see them all. You can read them all. There's nothing black, no paint at all over there. The thing is that we don't believe that the government is releasing all the papers that it has. Come on. 5,000 to 6,000 pages covering six decades of UFO investigation, official UFO investigation in Brazil. It's just unreasonable to believe.
It's a question of like taking them on faith.
I'm sorry?
It's like taking them on faith. You know, do you really believe that they are giving you all of the information they have, or are they holding back key elements? Now, we're going to get into a lot more of that with A.J. Gevaert. He is from Brazil, noted UFO researcher. We're discussing the ongoing disclosure of cases. I'm going to see what's there and what's missing. Very important. And then a little bit later in the show, we'll ask your questions from our forums. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, separating signal from noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt.
Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
We're back with A.J. Giverd. He is a Brazilian UFO researcher. Are you still the editor of this Brazilian UFO magazine?
Yes, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. You know that the Brazilian UFO magazine is the longest living UFO magazine in the world now.
Yeah, will there ever be an English language version?
No, we don't have an English version language, I'm sorry. Just in Portuguese.
I know, well, a lot of our listeners would love to be able to get a hold of it, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got a question here in regards to the disclosure process. Now, we all know about the infamous Colares case down in Brazil in the late 70s, early 80s. Now, there were indications from witnesses that the Brazilian Air Force got incredible footage of a giant mothership that was seen around the mouth of the Amazon. In all these documents, pardon me?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Well, have they released any gun camera footage? Has the Brazilian Air Force released any of their visual evidence, photographs, gun camera footage, films taken by investigators, let's say, of the Colares case? Have you seen any of the real smoking gun type evidence?
Well, not all that we wanted to see, actually. You know, we know for a fact, because we've been dealing with this thing, the Operation Saucer in the Amazon for quite 20 years or so, we know for a fact that this operation, which was one of the largest military operation known in the entire world to deal officially with a UFO phenomena, which had the objective of interacting with the intelligences beyond the phenomena that was going on in the Amazon. We know that 2,000 pages of documents were produced in 4 months of investigations from September to December 1977. And we know that over 500 pictures, black and white, were taken by the military, that sometimes were 2 dozen, sometimes 3 dozen military, all under the command of Colonel William Gil Landa, that at that time was only a captain. He retired as a colonel. And we know also, because I interviewed the man, that at least 16... Now, let me repeat it, 16 hours of footage and formats of 8 and 16 millimeters were shot in the Amazon of the UFOs the boss supplied, and including, as you said, Chris, a big, but not only one, several big motherships in the Amazon. We have witnesses who saw these films. But as far as this disclosure in Brazil is concerned, of all this documentation, from the 2,000 pages, Brazilian government has only released some 400 to 500 pages. And out of the 500 pictures, we have only seen about 200. So 300 pictures are missing. 1,500 pages are missing. And about the 16 hours of films. And I repeat that because that's a hell of a great amount of footage. 16 hours. It's a real lot of footage. And not even a single minute of this material has been released by the government.
Now, when you check out this material, do you ask the government, hey, we've got all this stuff, why don't you have it?
Yes, we have been doing that. Because, you know, the government, let's not say about the government, let's say about the military, because the government in Brazil actually isn't caring much about UFOs and stuff or disclosure of whatever. It is the military who decided to do it. And these are forces of very, very distinct from each other in my country these days. And the Brazilian Air Force is the military that is cooperating with the UFO researchers. And not totally. Now, see, there is some goodwill in their proceedings and releasing papers and releasing material and getting us access to some data, but they are definitely not showing us everything they have.
Now, well, do you think, AJ, they may be just trying to throw you a few bones to shut you guys up so you don't keep asking?
Absolutely, yes. This is one of their tactics. This is very military. Now, see, in these 5,000 to 6,000 pages of documents, there's a lot of junk, trash that is useless, like clippings, letters that were exchanged between Air Force bases, letters from people requesting the Air Force some information, or people giving the Air Force information, isn't that? That's not actually documentation about UFOs. Those papers that are trash, they're not reports, they're not cases, they're not proceedings, they're nothing. I would say that less than 10% of the entire amount of pages that were disclosed are actually very good stuff.
Smoke and mirrors, it sounds like. They kind of just fill you with a bunch of stuff, hoping you're not going to notice there are very few cases.
Yes, but you see, in the decade of 80, when they released the papers, which was over 1,200 pages from the 80s, which they did in 2008, between all this trash, we found a great paper, a great document, a document which is the report of a massive case that happened in Brazil in May 19, 1986, involving 21 spheric UFOs, all of them having an average of 100 meters in diameter, which is 300 feet. So we're talking about big, huge stuff.
This is something they disclosed.
This is something they disclosed. Among all those papers that are useless, there
was... You know what? I'm gobsmacked.
Eight pages. It's like they are trying to test us to see if we are smart enough to go to dig into that paper, if we are persistent and clever to put away the trash from the good stuff, you know? It's like they're testing us. I wrote a paper about it just recently and say, yes, we are smart enough to see that among all this trash, there is good information. And the government, the military, they want to know what are we going to do with this information? How are we going to treat it? Are we very responsible guys, UFO, or are we all lunatics, UFO nuts, that we're start talking to everybody that UFOs have been detected by radars and pursued by several jets in Brazil or this or that? Or are we going to take this information from seriously and scrutinize it, analyze it? And of course, let people know what happened. Show the documentation to the public, analyze it, and tell the people how important, how significant this is. And this is what we did. So I believe that we were being observed by the military, and they are giving us what we want according to what we do with what they give previously. Am I clear about it? Do you understand what I mean?
It sounds to me that they're laying a trap for you, that if you fall into the trap, you'll just get no more information.
Something like that, yes. Something like that. And they are giving us, so far, information that we wanted. Now, when they started disclosing this material, doing by decades, so they released the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, last year. And last year, just when they released the 90s, the papers of the 90s, they also issued that resolution. It was a big thing in Brazil, in the UFO community, of course, because the general press didn't, the general media didn't pay much attention to it, unfortunately. But when it happened, the commander of the Brazilian Air Force promised that in time, he will disclose the documents for the years from 2002 to 2009. And this happened just, or actually, from the entire last decade, from the year 2000 to 2010. And just like 2 or 3 months ago, we have that material released. So, in a sense, if we take the government word as real, it fulfilled the promise of releasing all the papers from all these decades, because now we have documents covering from the 50s to 2010.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of what was disclosed and more in some of the key cases. With AJ Gevaert, with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.